When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, and welcome. This is Joko.
And I'm Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly dose of K-pop talk, news, updates, sometimes anime, this week not anime. And we have a lot of stuff going on this week. So we are available on all platforms, as most of you may already know. And we do have a lot of HYBE talk. I'm talking about girl groups, talking about HYBE guy groups. We're going to also be talking about our latest. We're going to be having a giveaway coming up because of KCON. So I guess it's our KCON giveaway. We will definitely talk about Stray Kids too, of course, you know, Haley's specialty.
Yeah.
But we do have a lot of actually, like I said, HYBE groups, like even like, you know, for BTS, Stray Kids, we got a good amount of stuff to talk about this week.
I mean, Stray Kids is not HYBE.
Oh, yeah, I know. Wait, what did I say?
The HYBE groups. Stray Kids, BTS.
HYBE groups, including BTS, I meant. And in general, Stray Kids, we do have.
Stray Kids is always on his mind.
Stray Kids is going to have a good amount of stuff. Haley has submitted a lot of stuff to talk about. But we do have other stuff to talk about. So we will get started because KCON, finally. I don't know why or how, but finally, they have posted all their HD quality performances, videos, and highlights from KCON 2022.
Like, literally a year later, they freaking decided to drop it today.
They dropped it like less than a month before the KCON 2023. I have no idea why it took them so long to post it. But there's a lot of really good footage and videos.
Yeah,
and
it was really nice watching Stray Kids one again.
Well, of course, someone is very biased.
I am very biased. But then it was like HD because like all I have are my fan cams.
And if you're not familiar with all the groups, there's so many groups from last year. Like it was jam packed. There's a lot of.
They always have such a good lineup.
They had a great lineup. There's a lot of great HD content. They even have like the random stuff going on in between.
It's not just talks.
Performances. Yeah, it's like even like the dumb ones. To me, it's dumb. It's like they're posting and including the raffle draws, which were for like the live raffles in concert.
Yeah.
I'm like, they want to include everything.
Yeah, because I mean, people probably want to still see their artists calling out numbers.
Right? So it's basically everything. Everything is there. It's all in their YouTube channel. All of it in beautiful HD. And it only took them basically 1 year to post everything from last year. So if you're looking forward to any of the stuff that's going to happen this year, Now you have your reference, frame of reference. 2024, 1 month before KCON. But it's we're going to also have ourselves a giveaway because KCON is already coming around the corner with two artists from KCON. And no, it's not Stray Kids this time because I know many would assume this is actually a giveaway because of one of our friends who's a huge Keplian and Answer. Yes. Shout out to our friends James, who is also the one who is nice enough to provide these albums. We're doing two album giveaways. One is for NMIXX's Expergo, and the other album is Kepler's Lovestruck album. So, I mean, plus Kepler under Mnet.
Right.
And with Mnet, KCON. So that makes the most sense to us to have that. Both albums are actually really good, too. And both are brand new.
Yep,
of course,
all
sealed.
Inclusions.
Haley and I did not take any inclusions. So you have your photo cards and you have all the good stuff in there. And Haley, what will we have the people do for us?
So we were thinking for this giveaway, we want you to message us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yes.
And tell us if you had a choice to bring any group or artist.
Wait, what? Well, first, if you are going to KCON.
Oh.
Well, that's a simple one. I just want to, because I might forget too. So just say whether or not you're going to KCON.
Oh, yes. Tell us if you're going to KCON or not.
And then Haley will say the rest.
And then if you have a choice to bring any artist or group to KCON, who would you want to come for next year?
Yes.
Basically?
Who would you want for your KCON 2024 lineup? Your must. You already know who's the top of my list.
New Jeans.
Easily, yep.
And Le Sserafim.
They're a very close second,
yeah,
for sure.
Obviously, me. Stray Kids.
You just want to tire them out. Stray Kids to be there every year.
They have been there every year since, like, freaking 2019, I feel.
So,
or 2018.
JYP likes to work them, work them hard. So, yeah, that's all we need to know. You send us a DM, like Haley said, in our Instagram account. And you will be entered to win these two albums, and we will ship it anywhere. We've had previous winners before from our two other giveaways, so just wanted to do something else in the middle of the year. This is our excuse to finally have one in the middle of the year. So here it is. Again, that's for NMIXX's Expergo and a copy of Kepler's Lovestruck. And both are really good albums. Like, the tracks are really great. And so that's for KCON. Let's move. Well, since we're talking about Mnet, Mnet has also announced they will be having Island 2. Everyone who watched Island, or maybe even not even familiar, Island is the birthplace of Enhypen.
Yes.
So that was the survival show for Enhypen, and we have Enhypen because of Island, the first one. And so there's going to be an Island 2. This time, Mnet, instead of, because Enhypen was with HYBE. They will not be doing this with HYBE again. Mnet will be collaborating with the Black Label, which is Teddy's YG.
Okay.
So YG is going to be getting into this for Island 2. And from what I believe and what I think it is, it's going to be it's going to be a girl group. So not even a guy group this time.
Yeah, I think, because I feel like they've had, because like at the end of Island 1, they had hinted that they were going to do
Island 2.
I didn't know it was going to take, you know, like fucking, what is it, 2 years?
The thing is, it sounded like they were so, like they were going to start already recording and like doing all, or like at least
getting
all that ready. But no, they, it, like the open, what's that word I'm looking for? I was going to say open enrollment. No, this is not insurance
auditions?
Or like open auditions. I was like thinking for insurance. No, not open enrollment. Open auditions started already in July 10th. They're going till August 6th in Korea. So, and it's, get this, any girl born before the year 2011.
Oh, my God. They're super young.
So, yeah. Or is it after 2011? Something like that.
Oh.
Either way, I don't even know. So, it says, I think I wrote that before.
Before?
Doesn't that mean like it could be older? Maybe you can't be under 2011?
Maybe. I feel like they need them young, usually.
Yeah, well.
There has to be like an age range,
usually. But the thing is, it's not like when they did Island, they were like full on trainees training.
No,
there
they weren't. Some of them had already
been trained. Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's why 2011. Because okay. I mean, yeah, that's
so they don't want them super baby.
Yeah, I guess. That's what it looks like. Because I was like, did I read that wrong? But no, I think I'm reading it right. Because the ones that are super like young and like babies are like what A2K is doing, which is JYPs mm-hmm, and like mm-hmm. Actually, and then Are You Next is HYBE's thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's possibly it. But yeah, I was like, I looked back at my notes. I was like, did I read that wrong? But so that's going to be happening. Island 2. So we will see. It seems like it's a lot of female groups right now that they're getting ready for. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else. I mean, we'll see what happens. It's under the Black Label. YG. We know what happens with YG.
Is A2K its only girls?
Is it? Or is there a man? I don't know. I don't know. I've only been seeing girls. Right, right.
But I don't know.
I don't know if there's a guy version. I don't know. I think A2K is just girls.
Wow.
I'm not sure. Anyways, yeah, so that's what it looks to be going on right now. Also, John Somi, finally, they announced some dates for her. See, under white, this is, I did not even mean to put it, because she's under the Black Label as well.
Yes.
See how long we waited for this? Everyone knows about YG and Blackpink. We already talked about that statistic like two episodes ago. Still blows my mind how many
albums.
Songs.
Oh, yeah, songs.
They
yeah.
released in their like whole
40?
Like, 7 years compared to like how much like JYP groups, like it's like less than JYP groups put out in a year or two. It's wild. But John Somi is going to have her album called Game Plan. Digital album comes out August 7th, so it's coming up. And the physical one is August 14th. It's interesting that it's like different dates for the release. Like, even though it's like, that's like a week between the album, the physical and the digital. I don't know why, but that's what it is. I wish she was at KCON
for this year. Yeah, I don't know why they should have threw her in there.
Let's see what
especially else. She's coming out with a new album.
Yeah, that's why. Like, it's already it sucks enough that Camp ruined it for them and for us.
Maybe she's like, I don't want to go.
She's like
kidding.
She's scarred from coming to America. Like, from if like, you know what, but Mnet is Mnet.
No, I know.
Like, I wonder why. Let's see. Oh, apparently Instagram really likes Le Sserafim.
Oh, yeah.
The official Instagram account. I remember when I was scrolling through this, I was like, wait a second. Like, it's like I looked at the post, the poster. I was like, it says Instagram.
Yeah.
I thought I was going through, like, a Le Sserafim, like, one of the, like, fan accounts I go through, or maybe even themselves. But no, Instagram posted Le Sserafim. Mm-hmm. So I guess they are Fear Not.
Yes, they are. Someone.
Someone is more so even a Yunche bias. I saw Yunche was, like, in the beginning of the thing, like, zoomed in. So, yeah, so that was pretty cool to see. Also, let's see, like, okay, so I haven't been keeping up with, like, their show in a while, but I want to watch the most recent episode because all this IG stuff I've been seeing of the Lennyverse, which is Le Sserafim's show.
Right.
Almost like, you know, like, Run BTS.
Reality show, yeah.
Run BTS and Stray Kids has theirs.
Stray Kids Code.
Code, there you go. Yeah, so they are, for this episode, or this, like, brief, small series, is they're going to be playing horror games.
Oh, my God.
On the PC. So they're, like, you know, like a streamer. Like, Haley and I watch a lot of, like, horror game streamers because it's just fun to just leave in the back and laugh at. And sometimes we do get, I'm not going to lie. They get me sometimes. We watch Hollow. Hollow's funny. Markiplier, one of the OGs, like, because I've been watching Markiplier since I was in college. Mm-hmm. So let me just tell you, that's a long ass time ago. Mm-hmm. That is like, oh wow, man, is it? It's like
10
over.
Years?
It's like near 10 years, a little over 10 years. Damn, I'm old. Anyways, also, like, it's just been like funny because all of their reactions, they're just screaming. Like,
as
screaming
you would
for,
be.
For their lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, even funny because I think, like, Kazuma and Yunche are, like, it looks like they're, like, they don't even want to play it. Obviously, they're, like, they have to.
Right.
It's almost like they're really being forced and they're just, like.
Do they have to wear headphones?
Yeah. And then their eyes are, like, you know, like, when they're playing, they're, like, it's, like, squinting because they don't really want to see what's going on at the same time, but.
I feel like it's more scary when you play those kind of games and wear headphones because.
Oh, hell yeah.
The surround sound. You hear everything.
Like, a small creak of small, like, footstep, it's like, it is worse because then when they yell and something comes at you, like you'll just die. That's when you just wake up and you're in heaven. Mm-hmm. Also, like they've been pretty busy too. Like they've been going a lot on Weverse Live. Mm. Like different random units like with each other. Like I remember there was like Chaewon and Yunjin, mm-hmm. and they all of them, like each one, each like pair or pairs, mm-hmm. one of them is like a, you know, a group of three. They have been dancing super shy.
Oh, everyone's addicted to that song and dance.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then they're also in the same family, the HYBE family, yes. right? But it, yeah, I've, you're right though. I mean, a lot of other groups and other artists have been.
I'm waiting doing the for Changbin to do it.
Official.
Hello.
They should have Changbin in the middle, and then have like all the NewJeans members behind.
Yes.
That would be ideal, definitely. And Yunche was even actually it was cool because Yunche had a recent live. She was teaching Fear Not how mm-hmm. to dance. Eve, Psyche, and the Bluebeard's wife. So it's like a small dance session while she's like eating.
Oh.
So it was pretty cool. I think it was like maybe when she was doing like hosting or in between her work duties. So that was pretty cool. So it's cool to see when artists and idols go live mm-hmm. and they, I mean, mukbangs and stuff are always cool. We mm-hmm. always enjoy Felix sipping boba with the gurgling noises.
And his fucking chicken.
And his damn chicken. And dancing S-class to fried chicken. Of course we enjoy that. We enjoyed...
Eat gin.
Mm-hmm. I was about to
He's
say
like
that.
He's like the freaking, probably like the first the one.
The OG
yeah.
himself, Seokjin. Also, Haynes bias if we're talking about yes. new jeans. If none... It's funny because like... Actually, I talked about this with our other friend, Kevin, mm-hmm. today, randomly. I was like telling him about like how Hayne mm-hmm. is a huge, huge army. Simp. Army, mm-hmm. sure, yeah, army is, yeah. is nice, I guess, nice. No, she's a simp. She's a simp for, she's been a simp for Jin.
Yes.
For years, like when she was little, because if you can find the clips, maybe I'll post it on our Instagram.
They're so funny because she legit is like fangirling crazy.
Super fangirl for Jin.
Yeah, like, her whole room is decked out in Jin.
In pictures of Jin. And then like, and also she was on this one variety show or something, mm-hmm. or game show, and it's like you have to identify mm-hmm. the idol mm-hmm. based on like a random body part, and it's just Jin's lips. And then when they were showing it, she like was like buzzed in first and like screaming.
She was like so excited.
She's like, I know those lips anywhere.
Yeah.
That's
juicy lips.
Kim Suk. I do not think she said juicy lips.
I'm just saying anyone can recognize those juicy lips.
Those luscious lips. Mm-hmm. Kim Suk Jin. Well, I mean, Hayne has luscious lips herself. So Kim Suk Jin, she knew those were his lips, and she was like cheering and going crazy when she
was so proud that she could recognize Jin by her lips.
Then they like swung a random clip to her room, and it's like filled with Jin mm-hmm. pictures and posts. So I mean, I wonder how it would felt for her to get accepted by HYBE. I'm sure like
have they been together yet?
Well,
like, they haven't met. No, he was gone. Well, already,
Hani
right?
had met Suga, but it's like I wonder because they're trainees, right? Wouldn't you run into the trainees? 100% they were trainees when they were there.
Because NewJeans has met BTS members, but I think Jin was already enlisted.
No.
Hani
and Minji danced the Permission to Dance.
Oh, that's
music
true.
Video.
That's right.
Jin was definitely there. So they were here, like they were there
but
for Hayne a while.
But Hayne wasn't there.
Well, not in the video, but you know how HYBE is. Like, she was a trainee, most likely. I bet you, like, I wonder if, like, BTS, because you know how, like, they have some companies have, like, the more veteran OG artists mm-hmm. come say hi, good luck, and, like, man, can you imagine, like, Hayne?
She probably, like, super flustered.
Super red, super
red,
shy.
Maybe that song's for him. Just kidding.
I mean, we'll talk about more of NewJeans in a bit. But yeah, like I want to post that one. Because like, if you haven't seen it, it's a pretty funny ass video. Because I was able to find it and I sent it to our friend Kevin.
She's like one of you.
Yeah, she's
one
she's,
of us.
She is a fellow army. Like when you see this clip, you're like, oh, she's a real one. She's a real army. That was a really funny ass clip. I'm gonna just post it in case some people listen, because you know how people listen to our podcast.
Yes.
Like, different days.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like you know, and everyone's not always able to listen. Like whatever day they have their own specific days they listen to.
Right.
So if they only hear this right now, and then I posted it earlier, then they won't be able to see it. Uh-huh. So I will post it this whole week. Well, whenever,
why don't you
hopefully.
Just make a post? No.
We'll just post it on our IG reel, Permission to Stand Podcast. So IG
stories.
IG stories, sorry. Yeah, not a reel. But I don't even know what we were talking about.
New jeans.
No, we were actually talking about Seraphim. See, that's why I was like almost off. Okay, but you know what? I guess we talk about New Jeans now. Did you know New Jeans is predicted to join Blackpink as one of the only other K-pop girl groups? Yes, only Blackpink is up has hit this number one on the Billboard 200 chart for an album debut.
I'm not surprised, I'm honestly. Not,
when I read this news, it's like, yeah, I'm just not. I'm not shocked at this.
Duh, of course they would.
So, I'm not surprised or shocked. But I mean, that's such a huge accomplishment considering we just celebrated their 1 year anniversary.
Yep.
So shout out to all our fellow bunnies out there, man. Like this group, New Jeans is something special, but let's keep in mind, they're like I said, 1 year debut. They're very new.
They're fresh.
Super fresh. You know how fresh? Well, guess what? Remember we saw IU gift New Jeans? There was a post.
Yeah.
She gifted New Jeans, like letters and gifts.
Yeah.
It makes sense now because New Jeans was on episode 21 of IU's show, Palette.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great shows, too.
It's
this
a
is
good
awesome.
Show.
It's a great show. Mm-hmm. Great show. Yeah, so they were there. They were the guests for IU. And you can definitely tell how fresh they are. Like, they were so, like...
You can tell their age by the way that they talk and the way that they answer questions and the way that they get flustered.
And they're so flustered. Like, they're so, like you said, like, fresh. Like, they're so... they're definitely not used to, like, being... Especially, I mean, they've been on shows already,
they
right?
They have.
They've performed.
Yes.
But now, I guess, like, this also... I think the one thing that also affected them this time is that they, like, look up to IU, as many artists do. And these are, like, they're young. So they were listening to IU when they were, like,
babies.
Kids. Literally, even Hane didn't even listen to IU when she debuted.
No.
We'll talk about that in a second. But, yeah, like, you could tell. There was, like, so much, like, awkwardness.
Awkward, yeah.
There's a lot of, like, awkwardness, like, in between, like, when they're talking.
I feel like in the beginning of the show, they were very, very awkward. But then towards the end, they felt more, like, comfortable talking to IU.
Especially, the good thing is, Hane and Danielle are really, like, they get warmed up. I feel like, like, it's one thing that brought up, like, this whole thing with Hane, too, like, when I was looking for, like, the Jin video, is because Haley brought up, like, when we were watching the episode. She's like, oh, Hane is talking a lot. And I was like, yeah it's crazy because she's the Mongnae. She's the one, like, taking over, like, helping and, like, talking, conversing with IU in the beginning, like, the whole time. And she's like, you know, she's probably, like, you know, able to do this because she seems pretty, like, outgoing.
Yeah.
Well-spoken, outgoing.
Is she extroverted?
I don't know. But
I don't remember
her. Like,
MBTI.
After seeing those old videos of her, yeah.
I feel like she is.
She's super excited. Like, I'm telling you, when you see the Jin video, it's like...
Yeah.
But it's crazy because
she's not shy.
She's not super shy.
But,
I guess she's of course everyone's gonna be
but
shy.
But towards
IU,
she was.
The thing is, like, she was talking, but can you see how red she was?
Yeah,
she was turning red. She was
she got
starting
embarrassed.
To turn into like Rudolph's nose. You could see her face just turning red. Even all the makeup they put on her couldn't stop the redness.
Yeah.
So you could tell like the effect that IU has on these artists. Just like, you know, like all those that come before you, and especially if you're in the same industry, it's just you look up to them, you learn a lot from them, and just being in someone's presence like this.
I mean, even when Seventeen was on IU's
Dude,
palette.
DK.
Yeah. And Hoshi, they got so like flustered by her
it
too.
It was pretty funny.
Because they've been fans of IU since
which
they were young too.
We talked about in a previous episode. I don't even know how many
a long
episodes
time ago.
That was like one of the first episodes too with IU's Blooming, like a long time ago. If you haven't checked that out, check it out. 17, and then plus they sing, I said Blooming, but IU's Palette I meant, but they sang Blooming, which is actually my favorite IU song.
Yeah.
So it was pretty awesome. Like another thing too, like even Minji, she's the oldest.
Yeah.
She was like stuttering and she was so nervous.
And she's a leader too.
Yeah, it was so, it was like, it was funny. And at the same time, I felt like, kind of bad for her. She's probably like, shit, like,
yeah,
like, what's wrong with me?
Think, like, when IU asked her a question about, like, what was it? Like, three songs or something? Oh, what are the three title tracks?
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Minji couldn't even think.
From
she's
their
like buffering
album. The editors did a good job to make it like less.
Minji was like
cringe.
She
was like
buffer, buffer, buffer. She couldn't even think of loading, the songs.
Buffering. Yeah. And she asked it twice in a different way.
Yes.
So you'll see. Like, you could tell, like, you know, especially.
And then Danielle was the one that ended up answering, right?
Yeah, she had to take the wheel. Sorry, Minji.
Yeah.
That's why they, like, and then, like, that's what IU was talking about, like, how it's cool that they have each other, because it seems like they really rely on each other.
Yeah.
And it was, like, totally different from her as a solo artist. So that was interesting kind of, like
she's
thing
like,
to think
about. She's like, I'm jealous that you have each other. Because she was by herself.
And she, like, and it makes sense, though. Like, it's like, I feel like it would be a lot more difficult to confine in, like, other artists.
Right.
Right? Especially, like, if you're a soloist.
And she started young, too. She was 16, IU.
She debuted in the year 2008.
Yes.
Which was emphasized because in the year 2008, not only did IU debut, someone was born. Who was born, Haley?
Hain. Fresh out of the womb.
So Hain was born the same year IU debuted. So IU is a fellow boomer.
Right.
Like, she's a boomer with us. It's just wild. Like, that's crazy to
think. Yeah, IU was like, oh my God.
She was like, shit, I'm old. But the fact, actually, if anything, it's like, shit, they are young.
Yes,
like,
they're very young.
Also, the great thing about IU's show is that they do, like, what they now call a color switch.
No,
because
you have to say it like color switch.
Color switch.
Danielle made up the name.
Yeah, that was a really good name. I think the whole group, like, helped make the name. So before, like, this episode, it's just like IU sings. It's just like a, it's like
they trade
they
off
take
each
turns.
Other's
like a, yeah,
songs.
There's no,
yeah.
They didn't even have. I don't know if they had an actual term for it. Basically,
no, they didn't.
IU would sing a song from the artist that she has as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
Vice versa, the guest artist will sing an IU song,
right?
And they had no word for it, but then IU asked them, and they came up with a great, great name, like on the spot.
Yes,
color switch, because, you know, IU's show is called Palette, like a color palette.
Mm-hmm.
And it was perfect. Color switch. Yeah. Made the most sense. Even IU was shook.
Yeah, you so see, now that's the official name
like the
for
producers
it.
And IU, they're like, holy shit.
They're like, oh, thank you.
Holy shit, this is good. Like, they're good. They're like, this is why NewJeans. Even all the band and everyone in that room, like all of IU's like team for her show were like all bunnies apparently. Too.
They are.
Let's see. The songs that they color switch
color
switch is IU had sang Hurt by NewJeans, and NewJeans sang Celebrity,
yes,
which was great. That was a super good like rendition.
Mm-hmm.
Also, NewJeans had thrown us a little something extra in there. They performed a medley of their new album. It was really good too. It was really short though,
right? They just took a few lines.
I forgot whose song it was or like who did which song it was. One of them only did like, they said the same, like,
I think it was Danielle.
Yeah, right? It was, like,
I
forgot
what
song
it
was, but it was literally, she just said the same thing twice. It was, like,
cool
so short. Oh, yeah, maybe. She's
cool.
Like, oh, cool. She just said that
cool
twice.
With you.
She just said that literally twice, and that was it. But that's enough, I think, of me fanboying over NewJeans, because in general, this show is really good. You should definitely check it out. If you haven't seen any of the episodes, then a lot of artists have been on it. There's Shiny.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Shiny
that
was
they were
on. There was a lot, like, even non artists, too.
What's Tablo?
Tablo was with Switch.
Oh, that's. Never mind.
Can you imagine
Tablo
on IU?
That would be good. You know who I
want?
Was
J Park on it, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want Stray Kids to be on Palette.
Yes. I'm surprised.
Because Seungmin sang Love Poem.
They need to put Stray Kids there. And JYP just work them to the ground again and just throw them in there.
Yeah.
That would be really good. Mm-hmm. I wonder what song she would sing. The View?
I don't know.
She has
they have so
thousands
many songs.
Of songs to choose from. So,
but then because Love Poem was sang by Seungmin, for Kingdom.
That's right.
And
oh
he
my
did
God.
An amazing
even,
job.
Even IU like saw that and was you know like just flattered.
I'm surprised
from Seungmin and who was the other two?
Eunkwan and then Jungho.
Jungho from
ATEEZ,
and then B2B Yeonghwan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was great. That was a great performance too. What were you going to say, though?
I don't remember.
Okay, perfect. no, but that's a good point. I'm still like, what if IU just ends up doing God's Menu?
Oh, God, in her own
rendition
of it.
I want to hear her go, do, 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 do.
No, she has to do like a, A soft song.
And I mean, that's a good, yeah, like I said, this was a great show. Like, I think when you were thinking of Tablo, I was thinking of, like, Suga. He was also on Switchita. Which was, like, it's crazy enough, we watched another episode of that. I don't even
Who
know
else was on Palette? Wasn't there someone from BTS?
J-Hope.
Hobie. Oh, okay, yeah. I Hobie was like, wait, yes.
Hobie. Mm-hmm. So that was, yeah, that, like, she has a great, like, mm-hmm. Artists on there. And then that's also where she, when they had Shiny. Mm-hmm. Shoot. What's his name? Who's their leader?
Anyu. Oh, yeah, she was complimenting him. She said she wanted his voice.
If she could have any male idol's voice, mm-hmm. like if she was a male idol, she would want Anyu's voice. Yeah. That's a big compliment. Mm-hmm. And they just met. And then actually, Taemin had done stuff with IU too before, worked with her. Or was it Minnow? Remember, like, they were like, oh, this is nice seeing you again or something.
I don't remember who it was. One of the two.
Anyways, just watch it. It was a good IU Palette. Great show. I think, I guess we talked about Shiny really quick. Mm-hmm. Speaking about Shiny, they've been active.
Specifically, like, Taemin
has been on
live.
IG Live a lot. He's been. Because the reason why is because I've been seeing him. As, like, you know, like when you're on Instagram and you just see, like, someone live from people you follow, it's always him, or I always see clips of his lives, and he's
fucking funny.
He is hilarious, and he's not even trying to be
funny. No, he's not. He's so cute because, like, I think we've mentioned it in another podcast that he is practicing English.
Oh, he's he needs a lot of practice.
But
his
so,
English is better than my Korean. I don't know shit.
No,
about
exactly.
Korean, so I give him more.
No,
props
he's
for
so
that.
Cute. Like, he all his lives, he has, like, an English segment, and then for some reason, Key is always there.
Key, his English instructor, just in case. Keep an
but
out
then,
of trouble.
Honestly, like, I don't know. He keeps talking about their manager.
My favorite word that he always that he brought up and made is everybody won.
It's yes,
his he comment. Was, you go ahead. I mean,
he was like, "Hi, everybody won," and then Anyu was with him, and then Anyu was like, "What's everybody won?" And then Taemin's like, "Everyone plus everybody won."
I was like, "Oh my god!" And then, like,
it's actually quite
just
genius,
like, Jesus
though.
Christ, everybody won.
Yeah.
Yes, that's and all then, I can think of for Taemin now.
And Jesus. Then I feel like he keeps talking about their manager being
single and ready to
and
mingle.
Trying to, like,
they are trying to get
to
this
market
man.
Him.
They are marketing him, not even just to get on a date. They want him
to
get
married.
Like, it's funny as hell. And every time they bring up this manager's name, every time they always Taemin uses his full name.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just
I don't
really
know
funny.
His full name right now, but I just funny because yeah, like, they don't even say, like, his first
my
name
manager.
Or just anything. My manager.
They just say his it's full like, name.
It's funny as hell.
He's like. He's so lonely.
They've been doing a lot of variety shows and stuff, and
they've
just been a lot of fun.
Those are funny, too. Oh, my God.
I mean, shit, they're Gen 3. They don't give a shit anymore, either. So it's just, like, really stupid.
On one of these shows, they were dressing mannequins.
It's like they don't care about their image anymore. They're just being themselves. And
they
it's
are.
Hilarious.
It really shows, like, their personalities, and they're freaking hilarious.
Taemin is the mangnae already.
Yes.
And it's like Key always has to watch him and scold him.
Yes.
But on the flip side, we've talked about this many episodes ago.
Yes.
While Taemin has been gone, like
Minho and Key had their own little like
Minho and Key had a random show where they would follow them around. And they're just like going on mandates.
They're like a married couple,
like a
bromance honestly.
Thing. And literally, yeah, Minho
Key
is
the wife.
Minho is always scolding, and yeah, his wife is Key.
Yeah,
like, it's just it's fucking hilarious.
It makes me like see how funny they actually are. I was like, damn, they're actually really, really funny.
So if you're Shaol, just you're getting fed well too. It's nice. It's what a time to be alive compared to being a VIP, huh?
And then yo,
oh,
don't even get
triggered
me.
Haley right there.
Oh my god, G Dragon, he's literally gonna drop his new album on December 31st at 11:59 p.m. right Jesus. Before the new year.
Oh yeah, because he said he promised this.
Yeah,
year,
he
right?
did. All Where right. is it? All he's doing is still posting his cats. Doesn't
well,
look
that's
like
what,
an album.
That's what he thinks the people want.
His album is just going to be all about cats.
That's what it seems
His
like.
His inspiration.
Oh, my God. This guy. Oh. Well, I think this is the point where we're kind of getting halfway through everything, which means the big two saved for the end, right?
Yeah.
But this is also where we tell everyone, this is the Permission to Stand podcast. We appreciate all of you that are still here and still listening and enjoying this podcast. There's a lot of you that have been reaching out, and our number of plays have been like they've been like skyrocketing a lot. So
thank you
to all the new listeners and all the OGs out there. Give us a like, a rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We're available on every platform: Spotify, Poodle. I was gonna say Poodle Podcast,
Poodle,
Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Radio Public, Stitcher. I think everything, anywhere you can listen to and tuning into a podcast at this moment. We also are available on social media stuff, where we do like tend to post some random stuff, especially Instagram is mostly where we're more active. But I'll let Haley talk about this.
About what?
Your plug for the social media, Haley.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. There you go.
And? They can?
What?
Hit us up in the DMs.
Message us on Instagram.
If they have anything to say.
Yes.
Like, bring up anything to say. Mm-hmm. People have been messaging us. And also,
people have been simping with me with Changbin.
Oh, yeah. You got a lot of Changbin simps out there. And because obviously you are part of the, you're probably the president of the fan club. And also, I said, that this is where we also have our giveaways. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So right now we're currently, if you didn't listen to the beginning, but we're doing our KCON giveaway.
Yes.
And listen to the beginning, because it's a lot to talk about. Mm. But we're going to talk about it the next episode, every time in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But that's more of the details, where you could give us a message on Instagram and try to get, for this year, for Mnet, Mnet's KCON, you're going to get Mnet's Kepler album, Lovestruck, brand new, plus an Nmix Expurgo album, brand new, courtesy of our friend James.
Thank you.
There you go. Let us get started. BTS first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot. Mm-hmm. We were getting fed.
Army very is well. Always fed.
It just felt like there was more so going on. Like, it was more of a variety this week.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like one member.
You mean Jungkook?
Just, yes. Always.
Always Jungkook.
You know who went live with their workout this time? Because we already had Namjoon. Mm-hmm. Namjoon's been showing his workout routine. This guy trains like he's One Punch Man.
Yes, he does.
Second is, I mean, Jungkook was singing while doing some crazy ass ab workouts.
That's true.
Third, we finally got a workout routine on Weverse Live from Tae.
Yes.
Taehyung. So if it's a V, you know it's going to be weird.
And it was
amazing. We were fed very well, because the one thing that I remember that I just wrote down the note, because it was funny as hell to me, because RM or Namjoon would always post like his different workout routines.
Right, and his are like intense.
Like I said, this guy's trying to be One Punch Man.
Yeah.
Which is an anime or like a manga series. Mm-hmm. It's pretty funny. It's basically this guy is super strong by doing a ton of like just like regular exercises.
Yeah. Or he could be like MASH now too.
If you're a MASHly guy, there you go. Or a girl, MASHly, MASHly watcher. His workout routine, we're talking about Tae now. He had it written down too.
Oh God.
His said, sit down, breathing.
Oh yes, don't forget to breathe.
A nap.
Mm.
Haley's favorite. Chill out. Go home. Then, for some reason, when he's at home, he's already at home dancing. And it's in parentheses, slow.
So this is the kind of workout that I could do, honestly. That sounds perfect.
This is the kind of workout that he would definitely do. I mean,
is it really a workout?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know how hard
dancing,
it is?
I guess.
Hard it is to chill out? And sit down?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Yeah, so, man, this guy is just... Like Haley says, he's like... Tae reminds him, her, of Mr. Bean.
Yes, I love Mr. Bean.
Rowan Atkinson is, first off, the GOAT. One of the best comedians, like, ahead of his time.
Oh, my God, so good. People are probably like,
who the hell is Mr. Bean?
I hope not.
Half these people probably are like that. Man. But if you know, you know. He's, like, a really funny British comedian. Mm-hmm. From the early 90s and his performances, he's really funny and quirky. Yeah. He's just like Tae.
Yeah.
But he doesn't talk.
No.
He talks a little bit.
He says his name,
but it's really funny when he talks, because he barely talks. Yeah. It's mostly like his actions and
his facial expressions.
And he's just really random and funny. So that's usually how it is, because Tae is funny as hell.
Yeah, he
is. You know what comes to mind?
Mm.
After they perform, you know, their whole... Permission to Dance tour. Mm-hmm. They were in their hotel room together. Mm. Tay showed everyone a picture of his face on his phone, like that funny ass face picture, like where he was just slouching on the couch when the other members were talking. Mm-hmm. And like, if you're paying attention to him, he's just doing random shit in the back. Then he took a picture, a selfie of himself, and it's just a picture of his face, and he showed it to the camera.
Yeah. Like, he's just like, he's in his own world all the time.
He is.
Tay's world.
Never changed. This is what Jennie fell for.
Yes.
So, yes, that says enough already right there. There's also been a lot of stuff going on. Even the world of Jimin.
Oh, all
you
Jimin
biases. You want to, as a Jimin bias, you want to talk about this?
Yeah, so this was really cute and so random.
I was like, what the hell?
I mean, it might not be random, but I didn't think that Ryan Gosling was actually going to speak out about it. So for those who have watched the Barbie movie or seen clips...
Or partook in the Barbenheimer.
Yeah.
Barbenheimer all those weekend.
Memes, yeah. So Ryan Gosling plays Ken in Barbie, and one of his outfits is actually Jimin wore in Permission to Dance music video. You know, the black cowboy outfit. Exactly the same.
It was the exact same one.
So Ryan Gosling, he noticed this and he did a shout out for Jimin. On, I think it was like the official Barbie.
It was. It Instagram. Was like one of the there was an interview and like kind of thing on their official IG.
Yeah, and then so he was like, "Shout out for Jimin because I saw that we were wearing the same cowboy outfit," and he said, "Jimin obviously wore it better than him, and he wore it first." So he said that in Ken code, if you bite another Ken style, you have to give them your most prized possession. So Ken's prized possession is a guitar that says Ken on it, and he was gifting it to Jimin.
Yes.
So like, I didn't know how freaking real this was. Like, I don't know if he was just gonna like say that and like, oh, here, this is the guitar that I want to give you. And then Jimin.
Holy shit! Then all of a sudden, a couple of days later,
after Ryan Gosling had posted this, Jimin.
Posted
on his official Instagram doing a real shout out to Ryan Gosling.
Lo and behold, he has the fucking guitar.
Yeah, and he said it all in English. He was like, "Thank you, Ryan, for this guitar, and like, I will cherish it, you know." And then he was showing it. And I was like, "Damn, that's so cool!"
So now two BTS members have guitars from.
Oh yeah, that's like, true.
Ryan Gosling's, and now Jin has. Chris Martin's.
Yes.
Chris Martin's guitar is expensive and crazy. That's
his heirloom.
That's Jin's heirloom. His family heirloom for generations, which makes sense. Like, that's an amazing gift to have.
I really want to see Barbie.
I want to see Barbie also. And
it
I want to see Oppenheimer.
It really looks like a fun movie.
You would have loved this when you were a kid, for
But
sure.
then they said that it was actually, like, deep, too. Like, people who have seen
so
it.
So we're going to... We just have to wait? Or did you want to see it in the theater?
I don't know.
We can. We'll plan this outside of the podcast.
Yes. Anyway, if you've seen Barbie, you've probably seen him wearing that outfit, which is really cool. And ARMY noticed it. Of course, they would.
Yes. And I mean, the Jimin's post on Instagram for Ryan Gosling was not the only thing that he posted about.
No, because you know Jimin, he's very like... He's not super active on Instagram.
Yeah, but that's why we have to... That's why we like, a lot of ARMY notices it.
Yeah.
More. Like, they're like, oh my god, this is big news.
Yes.
Jimin's posting.
So Jimin also posted on his Instagram, as an actual post, that Jungkook has reached number one on the Billboard's top 100.
Woohoo! Yeah, I mean...
Well, of course
he
would.
Not expect this? Of
course
we did.
For seven.
Of course we did.
Which is amazing because that song is honestly so good. Can't stop singing it, and I'm still not tired of those memes.
The memes? We just saw a fresh new one, the Animal Crossing one. That was pretty funny, too.
There's just so many. It's like the people that think of these are genius.
Keep them coming. Yeah. Keep feeding us, please.
And then, recently, speaking of Jungkook, he always goes on live.
Yes, that's true.
Weverse Live. He had one today, this morning. And I guess during this live, he cried. Do you know why he cried?
I do. I know now. Mm-hmm. But why don't we tell the people who may not have known?
So, people... Oh, let me find the screenshot, actually.
Okay, well, Haley finds that really quick. I will also say he also went on live, like, when he was kind of drunk recently.
Oh, too. I forgot about that.
So he kind of went before. This is before, the crime. Yeah, this is, like, another
this is a different.
He came on live tipsy again.
Yeah.
Which, for some reason, some people don't like. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
Just let him
He's
go.
Like 25, 26.
He's
a grown-ass man.
He's legally allowed to drink, and yeah. It's okay if he wants to go on live. He's not, like, doing anything crazy.
No, he's not. He's at home. He's being responsible.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's crazy enough this live was to address that, right?
No. Oh.
It was.
No, this is a different one. Oh, wait, was it?
Yeah, well, the one I saw, it was him addressing people.
Oh, that was, like, that was the previous one, before this one. This one was this morning. He didn't mention anything about the drunk, being drunk.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
I'm not talking about this morning.
Yeah, I know. Wait. But then this morning, you're saying that, like, he was addressing it this morning?
No.
No.
I'm saying in the live that where he was drunk at night, he was addressing it because he's on live drunk at night.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know. But basically, he was addressing it and saying that he's like,
yes.
He's like, does it bother you that I'm drunk? Like, because I guess a lot of, like,
That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, I was talking about this.
Yeah, I was confused.
I could
obviously. But then he was just saying, like, just let me do what I want to do, basically. Like, I don't know why people, because I guess people were commenting and saying, like, oh, you're drinking again. Well, why are you drunk? And kind of stuff like that.
Once you say that to a drunk person, they're going to call you out. They're like, hey.
I don't even think that he's, like, that drunk.
No, he's not. No, he's not even drunk.
He's just drinking.
He's, like, just, like, on a good one.
Exactly. Don't bring him down.
Like,
let him do what
he
wants.
Because there's, like, also people, you know, this army there saying, like, yeah, just enjoy yourself. Live
your
life.
Exactly.
Which is how it should be. I mean, yeah, I don't see what the big point is. Anyway. He cried this morning.
Yes. So, I guess people were trying to, like, get Jungkook's attention in the live this morning, saying, like, oh, ARMY wrote a song for BTS for their 10-year anniversary.
Yes.
So this song came out 1 month ago. But I guess they've been trying to get, you know, one of the members' attention.
And we're talking about Love Letter, right?
Yes.
Love Letter.
So the name of the song that ARMY has made for BTS, called Love Letter, was uploaded on YouTube, so you can go ahead and check that out. And they did a whole, like, music video, illustrations, and then it's, like, a bunch of ARMY that got together, wrote, produced, and sang this song together. And it came out for their 10-year anniversary, but BTS hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah, exactly.
So, of course, like, they've been trying. So, like, people in the comments were like, oh, my God, you have to check out, like, Love Letter. Like, it's a song that ARMY wrote for BTS.
Thankfully.
Yes, and thankfully,
Jungkook reads his comments. Well, obviously, he reads his comments.
He does. So, he's like, what is ARMY's Love Letter? You guys released a song called Love Letter? And then he was saying, when did they do this? There was a song like this? Why did I not know? It was a month ago. Like, he seems sad that he's only finding out now. And then, like, he watched it during the live, and then he was crying. He said that he was, like, super touched, and he's, like, really thankful for ARMY for gifting that to them. And he's obviously going to show the other members.
Yes, because I'm sure they don't know. They have no idea.
No, they had no idea. And then he also said that he's going to memorize that song.
Yes, this is the part I'm excited about.
And that he's going to sing it back to ARMY.
Oh, that'd be so
cool. How crazy is it to be those particular ARMY that wrote that song and sang it?
Shout out.
Jungkook fucking sing your song.
Shout out and props to them.
That's
well
freaking
deserved.
Crazy. There was, like, a
well
huge
deserved.
Group of them that
well
worked
deserved.
On this video. So, like, I mean, I'm glad that he saw it. So I was like, oh, that's really sweet.
And I can't wait till he sings it. I'm sure he'll probably have some of the producers from HYBE help him make this happen.
Yeah, I mean.
And make
it
sound
like. Or he could just sing it on
live. Or he'll
live.
Just acapella it.
Yeah.
That's true, too. I mean, he's able to do this kind of thing.
But yeah, and then did this come out already?
Which one?
Jungkook on Suichta?
No, there's a teaser trailer. Mm. So by the time we've probably talked about this,
it's probably out now. It's probably out right now.
But I mean, like, it's probably gonna be a really great episode to see. The trailer was kind of funny though, because, like, the one part that was funny as hell is he asked Suga if he could go home.
He wanted to go home.
Yeah, he's like, can I go home?
What the
I don't fuck? Even, I don't know the context of what's going on, but it's funny as hell. I mean, Haley and I are finally catching up on a couple episodes of Suchita. Because there's just so much stuff going on. Plus, we do a lot of other different shows and different games and stuff during the day.
Exactly, yeah.
When we're not working, obviously. And we finally watched the Jin one.
Yes.
That was a great episode.
It was.
And I mean, I know it's a month late, but damn.
And then J-Hope was on there too.
Yeah, that was a cool surprise. I miss Jin. I forgot how funny he is.
Yeah. This was released. Like, I guess Jin had wanted this to be released last month.
Yeah, he wanted it released. You know, when he's already, during the summer,
while
he was in the military. So,
just so, like, Army will not forget him.
Like, and I think it's also to, like, you know, for Army, everything's okay. But, I mean, when I hear him and Sugar pair well together.
They do.
Like, their conversations are, like, lighthearted, funny, and deep at the same time. Like, they have a really good dynamic.
Yeah, because not to they live together for
I know,
so
but
long.
Then, like, the way that they describe their, like, relationship there as roommates, too. Like, they're able to, like... It's just like a synergistic one. Like no one's like, you know, getting in each other's way and no one's like they're able to like respect each other's space, but at the same time be close. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think hearing this and watching this episode is like help kind of like reignite like, oh, I miss Jin. Like,
yeah,
he's funny as
every
hell.
Time when we were watching, he's like, oh, I miss Jin.
And this guy is like, whenever like Suga and like Hobie's talking, this dude is just stuffing his face.
Yeah, he was eating.
Doing this, the usual shit.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's interesting because it makes me think of that episode where we talked about the bias in the Wrecker.
Mm.
How like your bias is kind of like someone you wish you could be like.
Mm.
And it reminds me of like how, because I think I'm very similar to Yoongi. Because, not to mention...
Oh, you guys have the same,
birthday. So there's probably something along those lines that why we are the way we are.
Yeah.
We like to worry a lot and think really far ahead and plan things.
Right.
But, man, Jin is so refreshing when he's, like, talking to Yoongi and telling him all these things. Like, not to worry. Like, you know, just, you know, sometimes just focus on the present.
Day at a time.
Yeah. So, like, it was really cool and refreshing to hear and see Jin talk to someone that I feel I am more like, which is Suga. So it was like nice and comforting to watch. Plus, it was just cool to see Jin being Jin.
Yeah.
I mean, he is my bias after all.
Yes,
for the reasons he showed me again and reminded me in this episode. So
yes.
It was a great watch. Suichita is such a good show, too.
It is.
It's a really nice show to see. Like, even the one when, like, Hoshi was there.
Right.
And even, I mean, like, 17 members in general. We talked about even when... Yoongi's twin was there.
Oh my god, that's right. Woozy
was on it. It was funny because they both knew
because
they acknowledged it.
They acknowledged that they look alike.
Dude,
like,
you know, Woozy was posted recently on, I think it was Mingyu's account. Dude, that guy is ripped.
When they're in the
pool
together.
He's built.
He is.
It's like, because you don't see that stuff. Cause always
he's
wearing,
small.
If anything, he wears baggy clothes, too.
Yeah, he does.
So he wears baggy, like, loose clothes. Mm-hmm. And then he's shorter than the other members. So it makes it doesn't make it look that good, right?
No, yeah.
But yeah, like, when he's in the pool, I was like, oh, good for Woozy. Like, he looks good. He looks good. And always, everyone simping over Mingyu.
Of
being
course.
Mingyu. So. And he's like a big dope. He's like a dopey guy himself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, even, like, we haven't even watched Tablo.
No, there's so much.
It's always cool and fun to see, like, the same with, like, we talked about IU's palette. Mm-hmm. When artists have their own shows, like, even, like, with freaking Jay Park, when artists and idols have their own shows and they interview and talk to other artists and idols, like, the perspectives.
Like, even Eric Nam's show.
Yeah. It's
with
really,
Bang Chan and Felix.
It's really cool to see. So, all these shows and stuff, they're great to watch, especially if you're, like, the specific groups and artists that you like and listen to, like, they talk to you amongst each other. It's really cool to watch. It's a very, very much enjoyable. And so was this episode of Suichita. Okay. I think it's time.
I know. Are
you ready?
A
Do you need water?
There's a lot of Stray Kids stuff, guys. Oh, my God.
Where to begin?
At the beginning. So, I mean, I don't think we mentioned this before, but when Hyunjin was at the Versace show back in May... So he was sitting at the table with Troy Sivan. I don't know if a lot of people are familiar with him.
Well, I wasn't
now
really
they probably are because he's been with Hyunjin
well,
and he's also
us
the
who he is.
I am.
Oh.
He's okay. Also,
so you're building up
a
reverse.
I am building up.
A different
so
way.
He's been with Hyunjin, and then he's also on the show Idol with Jennie.
Uh-huh.
But he is an Australian singer, and he...
Oh, wait. Did you hear yourself?
What? I'm bringing out my Australian because
he said singer.
He's Australian, so I'm Australian channeling.
Singer.
So he's very, very popular. He's been around for a while. He has like a huge following. He's obviously very, very successful. His songs are really good. I've actually heard a lot of them
before, but I didn't know him. It's funny
because
that's how it felt like. You know, when we like, this is a long time ago because we all know, me and Haley are very familiar with Post Malone now.
Yes.
But I remember like in the beginning, the first time I heard a couple of songs, I was like, wait a second, that's Post Malone.
Yeah. I was like, damn, he's so fucking good. Like, he's so like Troye Sivan.
Songs are really good. And we didn't even know it's him.
No. And then he even sang with Ariana Grande. But then, like, so Hyunjin is obviously a huge fan of Troye. Even pre-debut, Hyunjin had been singing his songs on lives.
Yes,
and then
right.
He even performed it on the Maniac tour. He did Troye's song Youth.
That's his song.
Yes.
I fucking even didn't realize.
Yeah, that's why. And that's such a good song. And then, like, so Hyunjin was at the same Versace event with Troye, so they met for the first time.
Finally.
Obviously, like, Hyunjin is, like, fanboying. But then, yeah. Like, Troye was obviously fanboying, too. Because this is the first time that he's ever seen Hyunjin. And I guess he really took a liking to him. He looked him up. He deep dived. He even posted Hyunjin on his official TikTok and official Instagram, just like some stays edit of Hyunjin, like looking all hot, like, you know,
he
all those thirst traps.
Yeah,
he posted. He's like, and he said in his comment, like his caption, "How do I get a hold of this man?" Because you know, Stray Kids don't have their own individual Instagrams.
No,
they're under Stray Kids, so like he has no idea how to like actually contact.
You get through pop. JY Poppy.
Yeah.
Poppy JYP.
So, like, he's, like, asking, like, how do I reach him? So, of course, there's, like, a lot of, like, positive comments. Like, Stay was super excited because they know Hyunjin loves him. They're, like, trying to, like, oh, you should download his bubble. That's what a lot of people were saying.
That's actually true, though. That's, like, one way to get the subscription to
his bubble. And then people were, like, saying, like, oh, it would be so cool if, like, you and Hyunjin did a collaboration together and stuff like that. And then, but then on the opposite side...
There's always that other side of the spectrum.
That he got a lot of death threats. He got a lot of, stay away from Hyunjin. Don't talk to Hyunjin. Like, you have no right talking to him. Stuff like that.
Yes,
and then,
of course.
So, like, Troye was actually interviewed really recently, too, like, on some podcast or radio show, and he was saying that he was mentioning that he got a lot of nice comments saying that him and Hyunjin should collab, and then he said, I would do it in a heartbeat. Like, he wants to. But then at the same time, he was like, this is the last time I'm going to go public about, what did he say?
That he
will go public about crushing on a K-pop star because he was like, I didn't expect all those like horrible comments, like all those negative comments saying like they're sending me death threats.
Yes.
So like this
Welcome
turned him
to the
off.
World.
It turned him off. So I was like, I hope this doesn't like push it down for him to like even want to like collab with Hyunjin in the future.
Well, not publicly.
Yeah.
If anything. He just knows better now. I don't think it has. It's because it's not Hyunjin or the agency doing
anything
negative.
No, it's not.
It's just the
crazy fans.
What are they called? We talked about in the other episode.
Akkes and Sasae.
The Hyunjin Akke.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'd love to see them collab. They're both of he really praised Hyunjin too. He said like he's so talented. I deep dived and I looked him up, and he's a wonder. He's like an amazing singer. He's an amazing dancer. I'd love to collab with him in the future. So hopefully that still happens. Speaking of Hyunjin and Versace, guess who's the fucking ambassador finally?
Finally.
Oh my god.
It's just a JYP thing.
It is. Because I feel like none of their artists are officially ambassadors for anything.
Individually.
Individually,
it's
yeah.
It's wild. why I don't know why they've been waiting, because they could have done this so long ago, and artists and idols have been doing this for a long time already. Obviously, the big ones are like Blackpink, right?
Yeah,
like each member. We all know the different, and it's crazy because even NewJeans, each member,
yeah, already,
even before their 1 year anniversary, yeah, each of them are brand ambassadors of huge,
yeah, Gucci,
huge brands.
The fuck.
So yeah, Versace was finally something. Even, that reminds me, JYP wise,
yes,
right after the Versace announcement. Like, finally.
Yes,
because
honestly.
She has been wearing and has been seen at so many of their events.
Yes.
From Michael Kors.
Yeah.
We were talking about Dubu.
Yep.
Dahyun herself from Twice.
Yes, they made her officially the ambassador for Michael Kors.
And it wasn't so long after. Like, it was
like a day off.
Yeah.
After Hyunjin's announcement. JYP was like, okay, I guess. Like, you can
it's
do
like,
it.
Fine. Unleash the doors. Open the doors. Let them in.
So, like, as you know, like, Hyunjin had been wearing Celine for the longest time. We all thought that he was going to be the ambassador of Celine, like, but they didn't scoop him up. So
Versace
now it's
wanted him.
Versace wanted him because,
oh,
like,
she wanted him.
Oh,
bad.
She wanted him because, like, at that event in back in May, Hyunjin obviously left like a lasting impression on her. She was like in love with him so much that she was posting his pictures on her personal Instagram.
That's insane.
So
to be being posted by the actual like CEO designer,
yeah, and she has
a brand like Versace.
She has said so many nice things about Hyunjin too, like in this article that came out. She's just like so happy to have him as the face of
Versace.
For and
Korea,
he's the first K-pop idol
for
Versace.
That's shit. Wow. Let me clap.
Congratulations, Hyunjin. This is huge for him. I'm so proud of him.
This is me clapping
him.
For you.
Yes.
Because that's wild.
So to get a thing of how much she loves him. So you know how we always see those Getty photos? I don't even...
Everyone posts Getty images.
Yeah. So I don't even know what that is. Is that paparazzi that
kind of.
Takes
it's
it?
Yeah, it's like a professional photos taken.
Yeah,
and
then
it's kind
they
of watermarked
their
underneath
watermark.
Getty mm-hmm. images. Then it's kind of, if you want to use it publicly,
yes,
you have to use Getty images on it, or
you have to pay for
you pay
it to get the
a
watermark.
Lot of money,
yeah,
for
expensive.
The watermark removal. So
like a lot of money being $500 to $1,000 to get that watermark
that's
removed.
That's pocket change
for
her.
That's her
dropping a penny on the floor.
For her, but then like no normal person would
of course,
do that.
Of course.
We just use the fucking Getty image with the watermark.
What Haley's trying to get at is
Donatella Versace,
she did
paid
it.
To get that watermark removed to use the pictures of Hyunjin from Stray Kids at Lollapalooza Paris.
I know. Not even from the event.
No,
it's like literally from Lollapalooza.
At Lollapalooza, he was decked out in Versace, of course. And she used those photos and got the watermark removed just to post it on her Instagram. I was like,
on her
damn,
personal
on
Instagram.
Her personal Instagram.
That's
so if you go on
awesome.
Her page, she has like at least, there's like three posts in a row that's
I'm
all Hyunjin.
I'm about to look this up while you keep talking.
I was like, man, she loves him. So I'm really happy about that. Speaking of Stray Kids Lollapalooza in Paris, it was fucking insane. I mean, did you see the crowd?
Oh, I saw the crowd. There
That's
was
fucking nuts.
You cannot breathe.
It looked like sardines.
Even in the back, like not just the front and the middle. We're used to seeing those in festivals.
Yeah.
Of course, it's crowded, but
yeah.
Even the back,
it was packed.
It's like you're canned in.
Honestly, it looked like when Hobie did Lollapalooza.
This
it was
even,
like
this looked even like
I don't even know. Was really you thought it was more? Do you
it
think
seemed,
it seemed like it?
Because I felt like well we could, like actually no Hobie's was
Hobie's
like,
was
Hobie's
nuts
was
too.
Nuts. Yeah, yeah. It was
yeah.
like the same level
yeah.
if anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I mean Lollapalooza. I don't know how big. I feel like in Europe, like
yeah,
for
yeah.
their big, like for their festivals, Europe mm-hmm. does it kind of different. Like theirs is on a different scale.
Yeah,
like how big the field is.
That's true.
Lollapalooza is in Chicago and within the city itself. It's kind of like less space compared to like even going Coachella because Coachella is like a really big open, bigger open like area. Like the grounds are bigger. But this one, like, I don't, it's just.
It was crazy. So like.
It was crazy because all I saw were lights and dots because
yeah.
that means they're all just heads.
Yeah. And they
like,
have like their light sticks.
There was no empty area.
No, there wasn't.
I was like, what the fuck?
It's nuts.
How do you breathe?
So, like, if you go on Lollapalooza's, like, official Instagram, you can see what we're talking about because they posted it. And people were saying, like, the attendees from Lollapalooza, they were saying that at times they couldn't even hear Stray Kids singing because the crowd itself were singing the song so loud they couldn't even hear Stray Kids. So I was like, damn, that's fucking crazy. And even in the video, you could hear them singing it too. And then also, I'm really, really jealous of their set list that they sang at Lollapalooza. Most of it was actually...
That was one hell of a set list. Also, these pictures on Donatella's thing is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
These are good photos
of them. Yeah, they are really good
this
pictures.
This is perfect, that Versace belt.
Like, perfect. Versace. So, like, the set list for Lollapalooza, it was a lot like the songs that they sang during the Maniac tour, minus all the ones that they released with Five Star. So their set list was really long. It was pretty much like a mini concert, I would say. They did Venom, Maniac, Thunderous, Domino, God's Menu, Hey Day by Three Racha.
There's a Three Racha.
They did S-Class, Rock Version, Top Line, Super Bowl, Item, Lonely Street, Cheese, Superboard, My Pace, Mirror,
Cheese!
Miro, and Haven. Cheese. Yeah. Oh my god, I'm like running out of breath.
Calm down. You need some water? Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you okay?
No, I'm not. There's too much to talk about. So, anyway. They also, Stray Kids recently, today actually, they had the Galaxy Unpacked event. There was a lot of other idols.
A lot. Yeah, no, there was a, like you said, there's a lot of idols.
That went.
Yoongi was there. The princess herself, Won Young.
Yeah, she was
She was there.
There.
The funny part from Won Young's post from Ive Won Young, mm-hmm. which is also, I'm super excited to finally see them too live at KCON.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that high touch. Can't emphasize that enough.
Yes.
But for Won Young, like, she did a selfie with, oh shit, what's her name?
Sydney.
Mm-hmm. Something.
Yes.
But I don't Sydney, know who that is. It was funny because I never noticed till our friend Jirla pointed it out.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, dude, this is. Felix is right, like,
Felix,
behind her.
Felix, Hyunjin, and Changbin were behind them.
Yeah, so Stray Kids is right behind Won Young. And it's funny because you could see Changbin looking like he wanted a photobomb. Like,
I wish he did.
He glanced really quick. Or was he glancing at Won Young? Ooh.
No, Haley's I don't think
no.
so.
She's like, Haley's face is like, no.
He only has eyes for Hyunjin.
This is true.
So,
competition is Felix.
That's true. There's a lot of the love triangle was sitting together, I guess.
Yeah, basically.
So Stray Kids was there because they are in collab with SLBS, which we have talked about before in a previous podcast. They're a company that does only accessories for Samsung Galaxy,
right,
specifically.
Right. And I mean, we've seen Changbin do Samsung commercials and all these different advertisements before.
Speaking of that, he is going to be releasing a solo song for Samsung.
Dang.
Next month. I know. I'm fucking excited.
Is he going to sing or is he going to rap?
Yes. I think it's singing. Probably both.
We need more of Changbin's singing voice because that man can sing.
Yeah.
The travesty, they don't make him sing as... They're starting to make him sing more.
Good.
Right? Doesn't it seem like it?
Yeah, it does.
Like, I think this new album, he was singing a little bit.
Yeah, he was.
So, they need to use that more. I know it's because they have a lot of singers. Like, there's a lot of vocalists that are really good in their group.
Right. But I feel like all of them can, like, interchange.
Yeah. And obviously they've done that before mm-hmm. for some of their other performances.
Yeah. And so, like, some of the accessories were really cute. They had a Galaxy Bud case that looks like a Nachimbong. Like, the light stick for Stray Kids. I was like, damn, do I kind of need that?
Oh, gosh. And you,
I'm just
course.
Kidding. I'm just
no, you're
joking.
Not. No, you're not.
And then in the advertisement, it reminded me of Honkai Star Rail. Because they were on a train, and then it was going into the galaxy, and all I could think about was Star Rail. I wonder if Felix plays.
Star Rail commercial. He should.
I wish.
He has more time to do that because it's less time consuming.
That's true.
Maybe Changbin plays.
So, and then at that event, also, Bang Chan wore his hair natural. Thank God, because he needs to.
The curly Bang Chan.
Curly-haired Bang Chan. And then he said on his bubble this morning, after the event, he was like, does Stay think that my curly hair is cute, A, or B, sexy?
This man is thirst trapping everybody all the time.
This fucking guy, feeding out Delulu. But then, so I guess because he's still kind of self-conscious about his hair loss. And he was saying
that.
His thinning hair. And he said that wearing a hat and beanie is just making it worse. So he said that he wants to start fixing his hair and leave it more natural. Please do that, Bang Chan. because it looks good curly, and it looks more like voluminous.
Yeah, there's more volume yeah. right, when it's curly.
Last but not least, it is officially Stay Week.
You need to take a breath. Are you good?
I'm almost
you want
done.
Some water?
No,
I have some water
no,
on the
almost
side.
Done. Stay Week is this week, July 26th until August 1st. August 1st is the anniversary for Stay. I can't even talk. For Stay when the fandom name was born. Yay!
So what happens on Stay Week? What's going on?
There's a lot of stuff that Stray Kids is dropping for Stay.
Must be nice.
It must be nice if you live in Korea. Because they have a photo booth where you can take photos, not with Stray Kids, but...
Everyone wishes, right?
But you go into this photo booth and basically it simulates that you are standing next to a Stray Kids member. It makes it look very realistic.
It's like one of those cool like photo booths.
Where you can like pretend you're doing a heart, pretend you're kissing the member or whatever. So this is all in Korea. Not here. I wish they would bring it here, but then there have been some very nice Stay.
I have hope, Haley, because yes, like I was going to say, there are fellow good Stays out there.
There are Stays that have uploaded those 4-cut film strips with the Stray Kids members that we can Photoshop ourselves in.
So Haley's going to be busy doing this week.
I will.
If
Make
you're
it tomorrow.
Curious to know what Haley's up to.
And then they're also going to release a new Stray Kids record / player, which is a song. And last year, if you remember, it was Time Out.
Oh,
it's been a year.
Shit, it's been a year, huh?
That was for Stray Kids Stay's birthday, basically. So their new song is going to be called Party Is Not Over, and it will be released on August 1st.
So another summer song.
Yes, they said it was a summer song, and people are saying that this is their seasonal song that they said that they would do this year on the Step Out 2023. I was hoping for a Christmas song, but I'll go
so
with
this is the seasonal one.
I think.
It makes sense, like a summer.
Yeah.
Summer's technically a season.
That's it. Happy Stay Week to all my stays. Woo! I'm done.
Will you be feeding everyone? I will be feeding everyone this Hane and Jin.
Probably. I mean, if I do take those photos, maybe I'll post them.
Haley also,
if it's not too embarrassing.
Haley has also got her nails done.
I should post it. I got new jeans for their 1-year anniversary.
It's really cute.
It is really
shout
cute.
Shout out to your nail wizard, Hannah.
Hannah, my nail wizard, yes.
She's
fucking amazing.
Her nails are crazy.
Yeah.
Really, really, in a very good way. Mm-hmm. So I think that about wraps it up for this week. Anything else?
No, I'm done.
Yeah, you probably need some water.
I do. My throat is dry.
So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We are the Permission to Stand podcast. We are available on all platforms. If you want to send us a message or, you know, even join the giveaway that we're currently having for NMIX and for Kepler, Haley, where can they check us out and what can they do?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand podcast. And send us a DM on Instagram and tell us what group you would like to go to KCON.
Haley was buffering.
Yeah. What group, brain. If you had a choice to bring an artist or a group to KCON of your choice, who would it be?
Perfect.
To win. Yes.
Yes. That's for your chance to win a free album. We all ship it wherever. And they're both brand new, of course. And if you're still enjoying this episode and all the other episodes and this podcast in general, give us a rating. Hit that subscribe, like button, hit the notification bell. We always appreciate that. We are glad many of you are still around, and many of you who are newer listeners are here to enjoy this podcast show.
Yes.
Because we obviously have a good time doing this. And until the next episode, we want everyone to always take care, stay safe, and
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.